Hi, welcome to the Integrative Health Podcast with Dr. Jen Flegar. This podcast is meant to educate and empower about important health topics. Dr. Jen's passion is to get to the root cause of disease and prevent illness. She will also feature guests who are experts in their fields and experiences in all things related to integrative medicine.
Hello, this is Dr. Jen. Welcome back to the Integrative Health Podcast. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe and give a five-star review and share with your friends. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Now, today I have a special guest, and his name is Chip. It's my husband, Chip. So we are going to talk today for Topic Tuesday about reading labels. Doesn't that sound exciting, Chip?
Oh, yeah.
So why did I bring my husband on? Because he has gotten really good at reading labels over the past few years, and I am so proud of him. So he's going to give some tips on how to navigate through Costco. So when I talk about reading labels and why it's important. So obviously the best thing is to just get things that don't have labels, right? Like 100% beef or it's bacon, you know, things that
bacon does have a label. A lot of times it has really nasty stuff in it.
I wanted to see if he'd catch in on that. Okay, so tell us, what do you look for in bacon when you look at bacon?
Typically, you don't want nitrates or nitrites or erythrobates, sodium erythrobates. Just preservatives, and they're not good for you. And they're carcinogenic.
Right, so when you look for bacon, you want to make sure that it's uncured, or sometimes you'll see naturally occurring celery as an ingredient, and that kind of cures it. But yeah, you want to avoid the nitrates. You don't want to be eating that. You don't want to be giving that to your kids. That has been shown increased risk of gastric cancers in the studies. So that is one good thing. So salads, you're usually good on those. Fruit, I recommend getting out your Dirty Dozen Clean 15 from the EWG website. And what that is are like berries. You want to try to get organic, and things like bananas that have an outer peel, it doesn't matter as much. But I say, you know, do what you can. Obviously, a fresh berry is going to be better than packaged fruit snacks, right? If you can get your kids to eat them and if you can have them in your house. So that is one good thing with shopping. All right, Chip. So what are some other things that I like get kind of, I guess, frustrated when you, if you bring them home and that's on the label?
Soybean oil and canola oil.
And sunflower oil, too.
Oh, sunflower oil.
Yes.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, those are
bad. That's a bad one.
Yeah, well, it's so hard because sometimes we'll see a new product at Costco. Remember those brownies in the frozen section?
Well, yeah, and then that large pizza chain that just came out with gluten-free pizza that has some additive.
Right.
That's made by DuPont in it.
Oh, yeah, that I want to do a post on that.
It's called, it's awful.
Yeah, it's really gross. So a new company came out with,
it may not start with a D, the name of the pizza company.
So they came out with this new gluten-free pizza, and I'm like so excited. And then I'm like, what is this weird ingredient? So thank goodness we have Google, right? Because all these weird ingredients that you've never heard of and can't pronounce, and it was a chemical made by DuPont, and I'm like, no. So,
DuPont, who makes Teflon.
Yeah. Right. So the movie Dark Waters, that was good. That was really good. So let's talk about the toxic oils. So they sneak those suckers in everything. I mean, sunflower oil, canola oil, soybean oil. It's just a cheap, easy filler. And it's frustrating because I remember Costco had this amazing wild salmon, that barbecue wild salmon. It was so good. And then they started putting some kind of toxic oil in there. And I'm like, I'm eating salmon for the healthy omega-3s. I'm not going to put a bad PUFA in there and mess it all up, you know, with my good omega-3s. So anyway, You want to read the labels, and then you have to keep reading the labels, unfortunately, because things can change. So you could have your favorite treat and it was good a year ago, and then you look at the ingredients and you're like, oh, it's a little different. So yeah, so what we try to do is we try to not buy the toxic oil ingredients, but like we still get some tortilla chips.
An example. So I bought some uncured pepperoni from Aldi and it was uncured. It didn't have nitrates or nitrites in it, but it did have, I think maybe canola oil or something of the like. It's a really small, like a minute ingredient in it, but it was still better than all the other nasty stuff that is normally in pepperoni.
But I refused to eat it. I think it was in the spices, because that's one thing. If you are getting spices and it's like a blend, sometimes they'll put an oil in there and it goes back. It goes back on the shelf. So many things. But yeah, so getting back to the brownies at Costco, and Chip's like, look at these. And he was all excited because it's like organic and paleo. You know, it like says all those trigger words. And I'm like, yeah, I looked at those last week and they have sunflower oil in them. So I'd rather just make my own at home. And that's the thing. So you got to pick, you know, the things that you can do on your own and what you want to bring out. But sometimes I'm just like, I just don't want to bring it in if there's better alternatives. So that's one way to think and compromise on that.
Pizza.
Oh, pizza's really
frozen
hard.
Frozen pizza from Costco.
Oh, yeah.
The gluten-free frozen pizzas have, what do they have in them?
Sunflower or canola?
I think canola oil.
It was one of the oils. And
it's very sad because we used to, that's the pizza that we ate.
But
now we have to spend more money and get delivery from Marco's Pizza because their pizza crust that's gluten-free is made with olive oil.
Isn't that amazing, though? And my kids were ecstatic when I said no more of the frozen pizza. If we want pizza, we're just going to order it from Marco's because they have olive oil. So I'm still looking for a good frozen pizza that doesn't have cheese in the crust and that doesn't have toxic oils in the crust. Sometimes we make our own, though.
No, if Marco's had healthy pepperoni, I'd be in better shape.
Right. Maybe that would be a good company to start. Like a
pizza shop that
well, Blaze pizza has, but I don't, yeah,
no,
who knows?
It's not accurate,
yeah. No. Well, if anyone wants to do that with us, so okay, so high fructose corn syrup, that's another one, that Chip brought up. So that is lurking in salad dressings. They can put it in whatever they want. But kids, you know, corn syrup too, it might say corn syrup instead of high fructose corn syrup. It will just say corn syrup. You
What's
don't want
the
that
difference?
Either. So it's still going to be more, it's still going to be inflammatory. It's probably GMO.
Mm-hmm.
But the high fructose has a high fructose content. So it goes into the liver and turns into fatty liver, messes that up.
That's why I like to make my own salad dressing.
Well, you used to buy that rough stuff.
And occasionally I still do it for traveling, but when we're at home, I make my own.
Yeah, Chip has a really good recipe for French dressing. You need to share that. He puts in the Vitamix.
It's delicious.
It has a lot of ketchup.
But it's organic ketchup.
Right. Oh, that's another. Ketchup is a big one for high fructose corn syrup. I don't even think, Chip, do you still get embarrassed when I bring our ketchup bottle into restaurants?
Nope.
What changed? What turned you?
I don't know the amount of ketchup that our kids consume.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Yeah, our kids, oh my gosh, my dad always lectures me on this because all the sugar that they're having in the ketchup is like, just because it's organic doesn't mean it doesn't have sugar. And it's a great point. But that being said, if your kids are consuming high fructose corn syrup ketchup, I mean, that is not good. I really...
It's a double whammy.
Yeah, and I really, really like people... Fatty liver is a huge issue. I mean, we really...
Huge.
We've really got a... It's humongous, ginormous issue. We really got to get a handle on this. So, be super nerdy like me. And look, now my husband is on board with it. So that's the thing. If you're listening and you're like, my husband is not on board with this. He thinks it's a waste of money or it's annoying or I, you know,
It is. I'm not always on board. Let's be honest.
I'll make him return it though.
Costco is very good about accepting returns.
Yeah, if you try something that
I'm a serial returner.
That's healthier than normal and you don't like it, they will let you return it. So, you know, I would say kids' snacks are really hard. So those vegetable straws, we used to get big bags of those at Costco in the Skinny Pop. And I'm just like, it's sunflower oil. So
potato chips.
Yeah, they're done. So we get potato chips now cooked in avocado or olive oil. I know Thrive Market makes the veggie straws cooked in coconut oil, I believe. So you can look for alternatives of your favorite crunchies, you know, cooked in other things. Now, granted, you still get some advanced AGEs, advanced glycolic agents in there. So that's not positive, you know, fried stuff. It's not excellent for our body, but this is talking about better alternatives, right? So if you can get something that's a little better alternative, but you know, Chip will still buy, like if those Michigan cherry chips are at Costco, you're probably going to get them, right?
Yep, probably a few bags.
Yeah, and we let our kids eat french fries, you know, when we're out places. So that's why I am very particular, and Chip knows this, about what we bring in our house. And I try to cook as much as I can so my kids can go out and feel good. Like our son, has baseball practice, or our kids have basketball, you know, whatever the sports, we try to eat. Like today we ate super early, like 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then
he was still late for baseball practice.
Well, we're not gonna talk about our parent stressors. But so we try to eat early, sit down, eat a home good meal. Yeah, I know. If we would have just like gotten McDonald's on the way there, he would have
been on time.
Yeah,
well, but he probably would have felt like crap the entire practice.
Or been constipated.
Or had the runs.
Pooped his pants. He's not used to that.
Those white baseball pants with diarrhea don't work out too well.
So here's the thing, though. I mean, I grew up and, you know, I had McDonald's and stuff, but it's different. It's different ingredients. I worked at Arby's.
Yeah. You love Arby's.
Not anymore. Gosh, I haven't ate there for, I can't even tell you how long. I did used to like it. I like their chicken fingers, but now I don't eat breading. But here's the thing. I felt like crap when I was eating that stuff and gluten, and I was constipated, and I don't know. You don't think I'm happier now, gluten-free?
I don't know, to be honest.
Remember, so I started going gluten-free. So it was 9 years ago because Declan had a diaper rash. Now, remember a year after?
You might have been more sane then.
He doesn't like that I'm so passionate about all this sometimes. But remember I ate gluten after I was like on our anniversary dinner and I had a roll.
You turned into the devil.
No, remember it looked like you punched me in the face because I had like...
you had a red rash under your eye.
It was terrible. It looked like I was like beat up.
It wasn't that bad, but it did look kind of bad.
It looked terrible after one night of the gluten. Okay, so what are some tips for... I don't know, like, Chip, I wanted you on here because I wanted you to give some, like, motivation to other dads out there, other people that just, like...
Read the labels. Read the labels. And I sometimes don't read the label, and I come home, and it has to go back to the store. So save some angst and headache and read the labels. If your wife is type A about this type of stuff...
Or you just want to improve your family's health at home, right? Like, just don't bring it into the home. So don't you think because, like, most of our food in our home is a little bit safer that I'm more easygoing about, like, us eating out? Silence. Well, that's not good.
Slightly.
Well, I do have Marco's Pizza on the menu for tomorrow. And then possible pad thai for Sunday.
Good. I'll be able to eat that. That's good.
So, I mean, that's the thing that, you know, you heard from Chip is that when you're at the store And something like, because he runs into this a lot, is on the outside of the package, it says like gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, like rainbows, unicorns. Oh, yeah. And then you flip it around, like when he brings it home, I'm like, cool. And then I immediately look at the ingredients and I'm like, chip, shoot, you know.
Well, here's a for example. One of our acquaintances posted on Facebook that they had gluten-free Oreos. And it was like the most amazing thing since sliced bread because they were gluten-free Oreos, right? But, and I then told my wife, hey, Jen, look at gluten-free Oreos. And she was like, no, because of what's in them. I'm like, but they're Oreos.
Yeah, but there's...
But they're Oreos.
But they have different gluten-free...
Crap.
Sandwich cakes. Yeah, I mean, so there are some gluten-free cookies out there that just their main ingredients like canola oil. So it's
Trader
just
Joe's.
Yeah. Trader Joe's. They're JoJo gluten-free JoJo's. I can't buy them again. I bought them because I was excited
they
and
have
I
canola
didn't
oil though, right?
Look at yeah. I'm pretty sure it's.
But they're still better than the gluten-free Oreos, right?
I don't know. I'm gonna look up and I'll post the ingredients of the gluten-free Oreos. But that's the thing is like, and a lot of the times, like everyone's stuck on gluten-free or vegan and they're eating like gluten-free Oreos. Now, you know, if it's like once a month or once a week, whatever, like splurge. But if you're keeping a package in your house all the time, you know, for you and your kids to eat, that's too much toxic oil. I mean, that's going to affect your brain. That's going to affect inflammation and stuff. So that's what I mean about like. Yeah, I mean, I get more excited. We have a really good cake lady, the Cake Library, and she uses really high quality ingredients. And that's what I think you need to pay attention more to the ingredients. And that's what I said. So be careful on what you bring home. But also, you know, if you want a package of gluten-free Oreos,
eat them.
Yeah, eat them. And just know, just say, hey, like, you know, take some Anatto Vitamin E. That's what I do. If I have some, oh gosh, like when we were traveling and on vacation, I had a lot of toxic oils and I just took a little bit extra of the Anatto Vitamin E to scavenge those free radicals and stuff. So I think that when overall it's, you know, balance is really good. I would say we try to do like 80-20 rule about.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Unless you're not with me and then you're like, no, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes, but not often.
Yeah. But yeah. Chip does a good job at the grocery store now and really reads the labels. It can be really hard, I feel like. And salad dressings is a good example of that. Is there's certain salad dressings and you go and it says organic and it says all this stuff. But, you know, it's not. It's sunflower oil. It's soybean oil. It's corn oil. You know, it's all these different oils. And you're pouring this dressing over this beautiful salad. You know, and it's just, it's not the right fat to absorb the nutrients, right, with the salad.
So Jenny brings her own salad dressing when we go to a restaurant. I do not.
And no, I don't think anyone has cared.
No.
No, I think they, yeah. No, I don't think like anyone has, like any of the servers or anything. No. I just pull it out of the diaper bag. Like it's no big deal. But yeah, and then I think I heard like the olive oil, because sometimes I'll do olive oil and vinegar at restaurants, but then I read something about how most of that isn't even olive oil. It's like cheap olive oil, so it's like tainted with canola oil, and then I'm like, I can't.
I mean, I would hope that if you're at a nice restaurant, like a 4 or 5 star restaurant, they have quality ingredients, right?
Yeah, but they like did some investigation. I'll have to pull it up in like Napa Valley restaurants, and like most of them were adulterated.
Isn't crappy stuff.
Yeah, or
it's all about profit margins, you're right.
Yeah, and that's why like Chip knows I'm just not a big fan of eating out. Like
I really like to eat out.
Right, so that's one issue. So. When we go
talking about our marriage problems, Jenny.
Yeah, right. When we go on date nights, and he's like, "Aren't you excited?" And I'm like, "You know, I don't like to eat out. Like, I do it more for the social."
It even goes to the level of, "Well, I just won't eat, or I'll wait in the car while you guys eat." Like, that's BS. No way. Like, we won't go.
Come on. I'm kind of joking. But, hey, no. I mean, I'm just not a big fan of eating out. Like, I don't feel, you know, I want to feel my best. And I feel better when I'm cooking at home and when I know the food.
Right, because you don't know what's in the food.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I think with gluten sensitivity or people with food allergies, they feel me on that too. But yeah, when we were on vacation, we had a place that had a kitchen and we brought a big cooler with us and we had a cooler in the back. And it's just something about just having, cooking your own food and, you know, we ate out a little bit and stuff and it was okay. I don't know. I always like to bring all my snacks everywhere and be prepared. But Chip does a good job. Okay, so Chip, what is your favorite thing that, like, I don't approve of, I guess?
Chinese food?
I guess stuff that we would bring into the home. Yeah, that's a good one, though.
Cheese?
No, I was thinking, like, Reese's peanut butter cups for you.
Well, I'll still bring Chinese food into the home.
That's true. Yeah,
because that's very rare. That's
gross and
MSG. But it's delicious.
So I would say the one thing that I like, I still do for you that I like kind of cringe because the kids eat them.
Peanut butter cup brownies.
Yes. Yeah. And the brownies are like pretty good quality because I make them with, you know, good eggs and good oils. But then I put the Reese's peanut butter cups in there and it's kind of gross. Grosses me out. I've tried to just sneak peanut butter in there.
It's not good.
So I'll make them for him for like his birthday or anniversary, Christmas, and you get so excited. So I don't think you have to be 100% crazy about everything. Because then as we found out, our kid just buys candy when he can. So
yeah, we need to limit that less.
Right.
So they rebel less when they're not with us.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we're normal parents, just like you guys out there, if you're parents and listening. And
or if you're not parents and listening.
Right. And
you still want to eat healthy.
Oh, and I still miss stuff too. Remember, yeah,
you miss a lot of stuff.
On ingredients?
I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, I still do miss stuff. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, if your body is, like, my mind is so excited about a product that I, like, glaze over the bad ingredients. Like, that happened to me, like, a couple months ago. And actually, my Instagram followers, like, were like, what about the sunflower oil? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I missed it. Ah. So, yeah, we're all still catching up on that. So, the big hitter. So, I would say if you were to go to the grocery store or send your spouse to say no high fructose corn syrup, try to watch the toxic oils. So soybean oil, canola oil, even sunflower oil, even if it's organic, expeller pressed, you know, sunflower oil.
Nitrates
and hot dogs. It's grilling lunch season meat. And lunch meat. Aldi is a good one to find nitrate free ham. And hot dogs and all of that. So those are, you know, because, you know, picnics are coming up.
Well,
so
lunch meat, if you go to even, you know, kind of, I guess I would say a higher end grocery store, you're still only going to find one or two lunch meats that they'll carve for you in the deli section that are uncured, nitrate free. Maybe three out of the 30 that they have in the counter.
Yeah, and if you're giving your kids that in their lunch or your spouse, or it's just an easy snack, or, you know, you want to have the nitrate free, and it's worth paying a couple dollars extra.
Yeah,
especially meats. If you can get organic, please do, because meats, you know, they really accumulate, especially fatty meats, they accumulate the toxins. So if you're having a grain-fed cow versus a grass-fed, they're going to have different omega-3 contents, and, you know, you worry about pesticides accumulating. So that's important. High fructose corn syrup. Oh, I forgot a big one. Folic acid.
Oh, yeah.
So we look in cereal bars, cereals, any packaged food. So we, as a family, I don't bring it in the house, anything with folic acid in it. Gosh, where were we on our trip and the kids were eating something with folic acid? And I'm like,
it was Rice Krispie treats, was
it?
Right?
I don't know. It was the cereal at the hotel.
I don't remember.
But yeah, so I mean, because if you have an MTHFR mutation, which Chip and I both do, so our kids obviously do, then the folic acid can kind of gum up that whole methylation cycle. So you want the methylated folate. And then you don't want to take excessive folic acid. So that is a big one that I look at. And it is harder to find cereals without that.
Because they're enriched with folic acid.
Yeah. And the studies, and the funny thing is, when they started enriching everything with folic acid, I mean, the spinal tube defects really didn't change much. I mean, this whole enriching food, I mean, what has it done for Americans? We're like worse off than we've ever been. So yeah, look for that. Look for folic acid. That's a big one. What else can that be in? Mostly, you know, Rice Krispie treats, if you get those for your kids.
There's Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, there's different alternatives out there. So I think the first step is just knowing what to look for, and that could be the hardest thing. And then obviously, like, artificial flavors and dyes, preservatives. I talk about a lot of these in the big heavy hitters in my book, Eat, Sleep, Move, Breathe, The Beginner's Guide to a Healthy Lifestyle. So I hit those all up. And I also talk about in the book how to go around the perimeter instead of the insides. You know, also just watch for added sugars. There's added sugars in peanut butter and ketchup and salad dressings. So all of that. Any
barbecue
other
sauce.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
With high fructose
corn syrup.
And caramel coloring. Caramel coloring's gross.
I mean, even if, like, for example, with sodas, right? We don't drink much soda in our house, but everybody loves a good Coca-Cola here and there. And it's been quite a while since I've had one. But I'll try the, you know, quote-unquote healthy sodas here and there. And most of them still have caramel color, even right. though all the other ingredients are okay. But that caramel color is just, why do you have to put the caramel color in? Does it make you happier because it's the color of a Coke?
It's marketing.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So that's
well,
another
yeah,
good one.
Like white frosting has red dye 40 in it. Like that's just
which
uncalled
is like,
for.
Isn't that illegal in the EU?
Yeah. A lot of the dyes, a lot of the preservatives like BHT and... Gosh, that other weird one from DuPont. We'll have to look that up. But yeah, so we just wanted to come on here for Topic Tuesday, talk about what to look at for ingredient-wise, just reiterate to read the labels. And, you know, it will start to become automatic. It's really funny. I mean, it's like automatic for you now, right?
Yeah, it's probably 90% automatic.
I mean, I remember...
Automated, I should say, yeah.
I don't think I even, like, read label. Or, like, when I was younger and growing up, I would look at the fat content and the calories and, you know, and it's like, no, what matters is the actual ingredients.
I mean, the calories matter too, right? But...
Yes. Yeah. I'm just more... I think we should count chemicals and not calories, honestly. I mean, I think a lot of weight resistance and... insulin resistance and all of that. We store toxins in our fat. I mean, I think it's
a lot of those.
Important to look in fiber because you like to eat out.
It's true. You're right.
But I don't let them starve him here. No, I'm just kidding. We have very nice tacos for dinner tonight. It was very nice. Okay. Well, any closing thoughts, Chip? Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I didn't do your bio. He doesn't need a bio.
No bio necessary.
He doesn't have a website or anything. But, I mean, you are a real estate agent in Toledo and have all sorts of other jobs.
Right. Right. I'm a man of all talents.
Yes. Also, he does some medical device sales for Kytotech, which is a really cool wound closure device. So if you guys have any questions about that, you can comment or get a hold of me.
It's called MicroMend.
Yes, it's great. It's fabulous.
MicroMend. So one more time, MicroMend. Yeah.
So sorry I skipped his bio. Sorry I skipped his bio, but his my
Thank
husband.
You.
That's the only bio he needs. Thank you so much for listening. And that was it for Topic Tuesday. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is created and hosted by Jen Flegar and is for informational purposes only. It is not medical advice. This podcast disclaims responsibility for adverse effects from use of information obtained in this podcast. This podcast does not promote the opinions of their guests as their own and does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests of the show or endorse any qualifications for the guests of this podcast. Guests may have financial disclosures. If you think you have a medical problem, consult your personal physician or team. Thank you for joining.